Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Officer Kyle Keller with the Knoxville Police Department to talk about the iPledge Tobacco Compliance Program.
The Knoxville Police are teaming up with Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division and working for ways to find alternatives for tobacco and nicotine and vaping for youngsters. And of course, that's what you want to encourage. Keep kids away from smoking and try to avoid getting into the habit early in life, right?
That is correct. We're trying to, this is a program set up to help in the prevention of the sales, at least, to our underage kids. It's a program we work with ABD on. This is the third year the Knoxville Police Department has done it. It's called iPledge. It's kind of a two-part program. We have the law enforcement part of it, where we do the compliance checks, and we can get into that a little bit later. And then the other part that's most important for businesses is they do the iPledge training. It can be done online at their website. The website is abd.iowa.gov. You can find all the information there. The main goal is for the businesses who sell tobacco and alternative products, vapor products, to have their employees go through this training and themselves if they're ever going to be running the cash register or making sales. It helps teach them just the things they need to be watching out for, the things they need to be doing, the proper procedures, obviously, that they are probably already getting trained by their employers to watch out for the underage kids trying to purchase tobacco products.
One of the tricky things in that area is that kids have growth spurts, and they don't always look underage. You can put a 17-year-old and a 21-year-old next to each other, and they could look the same age. And you can't always go by just appearance. You have to take a close look at the ID, for one thing.
Yes, definitely look at the ID. We have had, in the 3 years I've been doing this here, this would be the third year, I guess, the 2 years that we've done this here, employees have looked at the ID, have even acknowledged that the person is under the age of 18 and still sold to the person. But look at the ID. And some businesses even have to have that ID scanner. We'll just run that ID through the scanner and it'll tell you what their age is.
Another factor, of course, is sometimes the person behind the counter is a buddy of whoever is trying to buy. And that's something that the employers have to keep in mind, because sometimes their employees will look the other way or otherwise remain willfully ignorant of whatever's in front of them. And employers are ultimately responsible for the licenses, so they have to make sure that their employees are up to snuff on what they're doing and what to look for.
Yes, that is correct. So when we do these compliance checks, when we find a employee that sells to an underage person, we issue a citation to that employee. The business itself, the state will issue a citation or whatever they may with their involvement. A way for businesses to almost get an out on that is if they send all their employees through this training. For example, if your employee sells to our underage person and that employee has been through the iPledge training, then your business may be able to work out a better deal. It's a better defense with the state if your employee had gone through that training.
And with the training, in theory, everyone should be better aware of IDs and their legitimacy. Fake IDs have always been a problem. Are they taught how to spot for some of the flaws in an ID?
That I'm not sure. And I think that's why some businesses have resorted to the ID readers, because that will help kind of get past that with the fake IDs. But my suggestion would be just look at the ID, look at the person, make sure everything's matching up. If you're just not sure, you can always ask them questions about the ID, ask for their date of birth, you know, ask for some certain things on the ID that they should know if it's their ID.
Now, compliance checks are a part of this too, and every now and then your department will be checking to see if businesses are up to speed. A lot of departments sometimes send in underage operatives to try to buy off of the vendor and see if they're in compliance with the laws, right?
That is correct. We have to choose, by state law, we have to choose somebody that's older than 16, but obviously under 18. We don't try to trick the stores. We choose somebody that just, better lack of words, just look like a normal kid. We don't try to choose them that when they're looking like they're 25 or 30, we don't try to put college name brand clothes on them to make it seem like they're in college or that they're older than what they are. We want the businesses to succeed in this. We want the employees to succeed in this. So we give them every opportunity, you know, with the state offering this training, with us putting out these press releases once a year at least, and then sending in a teenager who looks like a teenager. We're giving them every opportunity not to make the sale to the teenager.
Any store that wants to sign up for this on their own, who should they contact for more information?
If they want to contact me here at the police department, they certainly can. Just call the police department at 641-828-0541. Just ask for Officer Keller, or they can go to the website, and that is, again, abd.iowa.gov, and you'll be able to find the information there.
Thanks to Officer Kyle Keller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at caniacareless.com.